When the creators of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child were working on adapting the Wizarding World for the stage, they knew a lot of people had seen the Harry Potter movies. And they didn't just want to reproduce those old movie tricks. So they ended up creating a spectacle that relies much more on human-powered magic than special effects, a process the show's creators documented in a new coffee table book, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, The Journey. We sent NPR's Petra Mayer on her own journey behind the scenes at the current Broadway production to see the magic being made.
Past the backstage door at Manhattan's Lyric Theater, there's a warren of corridors and staircases so complex you almost expect to pop out in Hogsmeade. But instead, I'm in a rubber-floored workout room, where today's cast is warming up for the show, directed by movement captain James Brown III, who also plays Bane the Centaur.
Toes together, knees apart.
It's pretty intense. Stretching. There's yoga, there's stretching.
Forehead rests on the ground, forearm rests on the ground.
And some hardcore calisthenics.
Start!
This isn't usual for a Broadway show, but then not that many shows are this physical. The actors in Cursed Child create effects that would have been done on screen with CGI with their own bodies, and with the help of some special crew members.
It's a Japanese form, originally.
That's movement director Stephen Hoggett. He designed all the acrobatics you'll see on the stage.
We call them ninjas. Black arts is also a name for it, where there are performers that you can't see in the space because they are wearing completely black, and they are against a black background.
So when I watch Harry and Draco rehearse their duel across the kitchen table, well, I can't give it all away. I'll let Stephen Hoggett say it.
We use black arts to create a battle where they cast spells at one another and things happen to their bodies, which would seem impossible on a normal human body.
Hoggett says the ninjas use a special code of taps to let the actors know they're there. But still, it takes a lot of trust.
I mean, in lots of ways, you are throwing yourself into the darkness, hoping that somebody's there to put their hand out and hold the back of your head.
Movement Captain James Brown III, you heard him leading the workout earlier, describes what the actors do as the foundation of a trust fall.
So it's the idea of, without prompting, you'll give me your weight, and then I'll give you my weight. And it's just about how we kind of move together in a space without direction.
The effect it produces of Harry flying through the air, it's startling. Seen from the audience or just in this brightly lit rehearsal room.
Really, they're the best you've got, emancipate!
Not everything in Cursed Child is this handmade. There are some fancy lighting tricks, and there's one effect I could swear is a digital projection, but no one will confirm my suspicions. This show, after all, was originally advertised with the tagline, "Keep the secrets." But most of the onstage magic happens on a human level. And for producers Colin Callender and Sonia Friedman, that was an important choice.
Since our starting point was about exploring the emotional lives of these characters and to be honest about these characters in a very immediate way, we didn't want to high-tech it.
To be honest, we wanted sort of good old-fashioned, as I call it, Victorian magic, Victorian theatre tricks. Very simple, actually.
Friedman adds that those tricks are not simple to master. In fact, they take months to perfect. But, she says, they help create a human connection that draws the audience into the storytelling. And as we get closer to curtain, that audience is filling up the lobby. Everywhere I look, I see Hogwarts scarves. David Gorin is here from Austin, Texas. He says he'd like to be a Gryffindor, but he's really a Hufflepuff. And he says he has no idea what to expect on stage.
I intentionally did not research this at all, so I could be surprised.
Listeners, I promise, I did not spoil him. I kept the secrets.
12:30 and the call is half hour. Half hour from the top of Act 1.
On with the show. Petra Mayer, NPR News.